العقين حتى يدع ما لا بأس به حذرا مما به بأس رواه الترمذي. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم has mentioned that a person will not reach the rank of being a muttaqin, a person from the high levels of taqwa, until this person, he leaves out those things where there is no problem in other, that so that he may save himself from those things that are problematic. This hadith also, the gist of it we explained before, that this person is so careful that he doesn't even go close to haram. That those items or those things that are still permissible, but they are on the border level, they are on the boundary. But because if he goes there, very likely he can end up doing something that's haram. He'll even leave out those things. So those things that even got a slight doubt in it. It is not completely haram, it's got a slight doubt. Or it is not the best thing to do. The person doesn't even go in that area, in that zone, because he's scared that I might just slip into haram. So this person will reach, inshallah, the highest levels of taqwa, because he's careful of not even going into doubtful areas. Our pious Buzurganuddin, they had this policy in their life, this prudent policy, that if anything was doubtful, then it wasn't for them. They would always be ma'il, they would always turn towards those things, and there was absolutely no doubt. So they were very careful of saving themselves from any type of doubt. وَمَنْ وَقَعَ فِي الشُّبُهَاتِ وَقَعَ فِي الْحَرَامِ, that hadith we did. That person who goes and he starts in delving into those things that are doubtful, into grey areas, then automatically this person will end up in haram. And those, by that person that saves himself from those things that are doubtful, those things that are problematic, automatically this person now, inshallah, will save himself from haram, because he didn't even go close to that haram. So this is what the hadith is saying. If you want to reach at higher levels of taqwa, then we have to inculcate this quality. Then be on those things that are 100% clear. Don't even go near those things that are haram. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Istihbab al-Azlati inda fasadi al-Nasi wa al-Zamani, awil khufi min fitnatin fi al-Dini, wa wuku'in fi al-Harami, wa shubuhati wa nahwiha. The chapter on the desirability of secluding oneself, in the zamana, in the time of fitna, when people are corrupt, when people generally are not straight, everyone is on the take, everyone is on the bribe, everyone is doing something wrong, generally people's styles are corrupt. Now this hadith is, or this chapter is got to do with the desirability of secluding oneself from people generally. Awil khawfi, or the person has the fear that there's some fitna to my deen. If I'm going to mix with this type of crowd, then there's going to have some type of repercussions on my deen. I will want to adopt their styles, their ways. If they all decide that today we're going to go, for example, to the movies, now we all want to join them. Or they decide now they want to have a mixed gathering function. Now because I'm in that clique, in that circle, now I want to join them in whatever they're doing. So a person now, he's fearing that there's some problem gonna come to his deen. وَوَقُوعِ فِي الْحَرَامِ وَالشُّبُهَاتِ وَنَحْوِيَا. Or if there's no direct problem, then I'm with this particular people that I'm mixing with, I'm enjoining, then I'm going to go into the doubtful areas. Because this is their style, they're not very careful about what they do, how they do things. Or I'm going to go into doubtful areas, etc. So this chapter got to do with the desirability. In that case, what should a person do? Should he still go and mix with these type of people? Or should he just choose his own, being alone, being secluded from them? So here it says, istihbab, it is mustahab for a person now to seclude himself, don't mix with these type of people. Obviously, if it is pious people, then it is desirable to mix with the pious people, because the colors will rub off on us. But if a person doesn't have that type of friends, that type of circle, then it is better for him just to stay secluded. So the first hadith will do. And Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu anhu qal, sami'atu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, inna Allah yuhibbu al-abda at-taqiyya al-ghaniyya al-khafi, rawahu Muslim. As Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu anhu, he says, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person who got these three qualities in him. The first is at-taqi. At-taqi means this person is a muttaqi. He takes care. Easy translation of taqi. Normally we say a person who fears Allah, etc. Easy translation is a person who takes care of his eyes, he takes care of his ears, takes care of his tongue. He doesn't allow these things to get soiled and messed in any type of sin. So Allah loves this person, his first quality. He's a taqi, he takes care of his body, he takes care of his iman, so he generally takes care. The next thing is al-ghani. Al-ghani means, doesn't mean a rich person, it means that a person who is content with what Allah has given him. Whatever he's got, doesn't mean it's little or lot, but he's content, he's got the contentment. So this is the second quality of a person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. First is, he takes care, he has that khawf in his heart, that fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second is, he is content with whatever Allah Pak has given him, how much, he's content. And the third thing this person has, al-khafi. Al-khafi here means the person likes to be concealed. He doesn't like much exposure. He doesn't desire much recognition. Today, unfortunately, we think that the amount of followers a person has on Twitter, the amount of recognition he has in the media, how popular a person is, that how good a person is. But here we see in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah loves that person who wishes and he desires to remain concealed. Yes, sometimes it will happen, Allah Pak will expose a person. But it's not that desire in his heart that I want to be exposed. Because of his piety, his taqwa, Allah Pak, sometimes Allah Pak exposes a person, people come to know about him and he becomes popular. But it's not that they have that in their heart, that desire to become popular. So this is what the third part of the hadith is saying. He's got that desire in his heart that I don't want to be known amongst people. I want to do, but I want to do only for the sake of Allah. I don't want to do for anybody else. I'll finish on a small waqia. As Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, once the train had come to the station at night, Pakistan. And he was the Grand Mufti of Pakistan. He was a very, very high-ranking, great person. So when the train had stopped there at night at the station, now there was one family that had come with him, a lot of goods, and they had a big trunk with them. Now when they got off at the station, it's very, generally in the stations are very dark. At night it's very dark. And people are all gone now because the stations are not busy. So everyone is gone. It was deserted, dark, deserted. So he heard that family saying, one person asking, that is there any kuli here? Yaha koi kuli hai? Kuli in Urdu, it means a porter. Like how we got khagans everywhere. They get porters there at the station. People that will carry your goods for you to your house and they charge you a fee. So when he heard the family asking, yaha koi kuli hai? He realized that this is dark, late part of the night. There's no porters here at this part. These people are family, they won't manage with this big trunk. So he just replied, that I will pick up whatever luggage there is to pick up. I will carry for you. So now these people in their mind, they thought that this is a porter. In the dark, they didn't know who he was. So they thought he was a porter. So he picked up that big trunk and he walked with it all the way with those people. He walked right till their door. Now when they reached the doorstep and he put the luggage down, and they're about to pay him, in the light, little bit of light, they saw that this is the Grand Mufti of Pakistan. Mufti Taqi Sahib, Mufti Shafi Sahib. Then they felt so embarrassed about the fact that he was carrying their goods. But this is the taqwa, the level of taqwa of the people. There's no recognition in the dark, hoping not to even be realized. He didn't even give his identity away. He just said that I will carry the saman. Only when they went there, they realized who he was. And then he refused to take anything also for that, because he did it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the pious people. They would do, but they would desire that they don't ever be recognized, they be concealed. Allah Pak, give us also these three beautiful qualities. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.